Hello.
Hi, is that Mrs. Maxwell?
It is, yes.
Hi, my name's Jamie. I'm calling from MMA Legal in relation to your application to the Scottish
Yes.
Is now a convenient time to talk?
Yeah, it's fine.
Perfect. So I just need to confirm date of protection with you. Can you confirm your date of birth for me?
It's 11-1-71.
Perfect. And your postcode for me, please?
It's G50 November.
Yeah, that's all correct. Thank you very much for taking the time. So I just want to let you know that we've received the application response from the redress scheme. So you've been given a application number now. So now we're on to the next step in the process. So this call is going to be, I'm just going to overview all the information we have in relation to what you've already told us and get some further information such as your GP and any further institutions that we need to request any records from. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right, so I've already confirmed your date of birth and your address. Your email address is elizabethmaxwellxx1@icloud.com.
Yep.
And the number I'm speaking to you on now, obviously, that's your current mobile number in use.
It is, yep.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm just going to quickly go through the tabs, make sure we've got everything we need. Right, so we've got your proof of address, we've got your ID, that is all great, thank you. Right, so we've got a beneficiary down as a Robin Galloway.
Yes.
Have you got Robin's date of birth for me?
Yes, it's the 2nd of the 9th, 2005.
Perfect. And does Robin live with you or a different address?
Different address.
Do you know her address?
She's kind of in between places just now.
Not to worry, we'll pop a note on and we'll get that further down the line. Is that okay with you?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, so you're obviously we're pursuing the individual assessed payment, which can be anything up to £100,000, dependent on the obviously the severity of the abuse you suffered. So that's going to take me into the next part. So obviously, I know we've already spoken about this. I'm just going to go through some aspects of the two institutions you were at, just to make sure that they are correct. Obviously, at any stage, you feel like you can't continue speaking about it or you need a little break or a breather, just let me know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the first home we have is Murdoch Bank Children's Home in, and again, apologies if I butchered the pronunciation, in Milnagavy.
It's
okay, I knew I'd butcher it.
No, you're right. Up here in Scotland, they pronounce it Milgai, but it's Milngavy, but
right,
Milgai.
Okay.
So you were kind of right.
I was kind of right, but completely wrong. But though, it gives me something to learn moving forward. That's fine. Right. So you were there between 1976 and 1979. Is that correct?
I was young. I think that's the years. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. It's a long time ago, but we can obviously, when we get the relevant records in, we can
check the dates. Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, I'm going to go out. You've already provided a statement, so I'm just going to briefly touch on it, make sure it's all accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yep.
So it says as you were a child at the time, you didn't really have the words to understand what happened to you. But obviously now that you're an adult, you can see how all this abuse impacted you growing up. You said one of the punishments you can remember was being made to sit on the big stairs for hours on end in absolute silence, being afraid to move. So that's quite a severe punishment, especially for a young person to having to sit there for hours. When you say hours, are we talking about an hour or are we talking about several hours?
Oh, several hours at time, yeah.
Right, okay. And you actually went without food as well?
Yeah.
Right, that's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, shocking.
And it said you struggled with bedwetting, and rather than obviously assist you and help you with that, they actually physically abused you?
Yeah, you kind of smacked a bit for that, and shamed in front of all the other kids, made a spectacle out of kind of thing.
Right, okay. Right. And it says, bath times were a source of humiliation. You were made to stand naked, exposed and vulnerable in front of people.
Yeah, and we were all made to stand up in a line and just swung into the same bath water, dunked in and out, yeah.
Right, okay. And it says here that obviously growing up, this all this abuse and the treatment and neglect you suffered, it's had a long lasting impact on you and your life. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've got PTSD, yeah, mental health.
Right, PTSD. When you say mental health, is it general mental health or is it depression or anxiety?
Both.
Right, okay. Is there any other medical conditions you suffer with because of this abuse?
Got a wee bit of OCD stuff going on, thinking if I don't do things right, I kind of start getting panicky about it.
Right, well, completely understandable considering the experience. So are you on medication for any of these conditions?
I am, but right, I've not been to the doctor for a while, so I've kind of stopped taking it.
Okay, that's fine, but you have been prescribed medication
in
the past.
Oh, okay. Yes.
We have a place called Castle Milk Down Craig around 1982.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to briefly go through this. So this is a lot more raw. So if you need to stop at any moment or you don't want to discuss it further, stop me. So it said you would often wake up to a man touching you in your private area.
Twice. I was only there for about maybe 6 weeks, 2 months tops. And twice I woke up. And there was somebody there touching me.
And did you know this person? Did he work there? Can you recall the name?
I take it to be it was a staff member, but when I woke up and I felt someone touch me, I was that terrified.
You didn't want to open your eyes.
I was sleeping, you know.
Yeah.
I was too scared to open my eyes, but I could sense it was a man other than a female.
Yes, okay. And obviously this has had a profound impact on your life up until
now.
Yeah. And do you think this is the abuse you suffered? Do you think it's impacted your personal relationships as you've grown older?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I'm single nowadays. I can't have relationships.
Right. Is it a trust issue?
Don't even personal relationships, platonic, I don't do well at all with relationships.
Right, okay. And in relation to how it's impacted you, do you ever get flashbacks? Do you suffer with nightmares or disturbed sleep?
Night terrors. Sometimes I might be just sitting in the day. It could be a song on the radio, it could be something on the TV, and it just like a wee click goes off.
So you get triggered by environmental. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, okay, that's absolutely fine. So they were the only two places, yes, we've got the Murdoch Bank and Castle Milk.
Well, I was saying to the person on the phone, I lived in England, but because that's in England,
It's separate, the Scottish redress claims purely for people
in Scotland.
Yeah. So let me just go through everything. So we have your GP practice, so I know you haven't been for a while, but obviously we need to request any medical records. So who is your GP practice? Who are you registered with?
It's Bridgeton Main Street.
Bridgeton Main Street.
Bridgeton, Glasgow.
In Bridgeton, Glasgow, yeah. Let me bring that up. And it's 40 Main Street.
And it's Dr. James Kiddy.
Dr. James Kiddy. Right, okay, yeah, I've got that here. Let me just make a note of it. Because what we do is we request all your relevant documents, because I'll explain a little bit later. I'll go through all the institutions first that we may need, and then I'll explain what we actually do from this point on. Is that okay?
Yeah, and I also attended Florence Street in Glasgow for a while, just seeing a psychologist.
Right, so that will all be contained in your medical record.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
That's
okay.
Fine. So we have the Main Street, and then we've got the, let me try and pronounce that, Milne Gay. Have I butchered that again? That's in East Dumbartonshire, is that correct?
Milne Gay.
Yeah, Milne Gay, that's it, Milne Gay.
Milne Gay,
that's in East Dumbartonshire.
Aye, so, yes, right. Sure.
Right, okay. So I've got to ask some further questions now, just because obviously we've got to consider all the information that could affect your application. So have you ever had any criminal activity associated with you? Have you ever been to prison?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, what was that for?
Section 46, that's prostitution and not paying the fine. So non-payment of fine.
Right, okay. And so you went to prison. How long were you in prison for?
I think that happened maybe three times, and it was like one night, two nights. So.
Right, so it's only ever been a couple of days.
Yeah.
Right, okay, that's fine. Just we have to advise, because in relation to what the redress scheme advises is that certain offences, such as rape or murder, they can have an impact on the awards made. So
yeah,
it can result in a reduction or no award, etc. But this isn't one of those relevant offences, so that's fine, but it's best that we...
That was down to having a drug addiction there.
That brings me on to our next question.
Drug addict for years, to try and a coping mechanism.
And that's because of the abuse.
Lock things out, yeah.
And when you say drug addiction, so how long were you addicted to drugs for?
Oh, years. From my teens to just about 4 years ago this August.
Okay, so 50s, right? Okay. And what was the drugs?
Heroin.
Right, okay.
Valium. I was on methadone for lots of years.
Cannabis. So mainly opioid-based. Yeah.
Aye.
Right, okay. And what about alcohol? Have you ever obviously drinking alcohol?
No.
No alcohol. Right, no. Okay. Right, so I've also got to ask this. Have you ever self-harmed or contemplated or attempted to take your own life?
I have, yeah.
All right, okay. Were you ever admitted to hospital because of this?
No.
Right, okay. That's fine. Right, so are there any other institutions or local councils that you think may have any information in relation to, obviously, your time in care? So far, the places I've got is the Mayor's Dock, Bank, Children's Home, Castle Milk, your medical... your GP practice. We'll also put a request into the Police Scotland just to see if they've got any information. Is there anyone else you can think of?
No. The Police Scotland would be good call, because when we were initially abandoned, it was the police that took to do with it. So obviously that would be on the files away back then also.
Right, okay.
And that was actually quite traumatising, because they put me and my brother in a cell, and they locked us in it. And back then, it was like cells with bars you could see through. And they brought in a really drunk man, and he was in the next cell, and he was like peeing all over the place. So that was traumatic within itself, you know.
Oh, certainly.
But
right.
That's to do with Police Scotland, you know.
Okay, so yeah, we'll certainly get a request sent out to them. So, in relation to where we are now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to input all this information onto your file, and then your file moves across to our specialist DSAR team. So essentially what they do is they send out data requests to all these relevant bodies so that we can obtain as much documentation as possible just to support the institutions you were in, the impact it's had upon you, okay? So that's the next step in the process. And then once we've got all that information a little bit later down the line, we will then consolidate all that information and take a much more detailed witness statement from you, obviously exhibiting all the evidence we have to support it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to the final stage, which is everything gets submitted to the redress scheme. And then the redress scheme will have a closed panel, so you don't have to attend. It's a panel behind closed doors, and they will consider the level of abuse they think you suffered and what can be proved on the balance. And then what they will do is they will give you an award, okay? And then once we get that award in, that's when our legal department will then contact you to give you advice on the level of award to see if it's reasonable in the circumstances. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Thank you.
Perfect. So, do you have any more questions for me at this stage? Because obviously, at the outset, the initial people you spoke with, you've already signed up to the conditional fee agreement. So, you know how it's funded. Yeah. You've got all our details. Is there anything else you need to know at this stage?
Not at this stage, no.
Right, okay. Thank you very much for your time, Elizabeth. So, moving forward, as soon as we've got a substantive update, we'll contact you. But in the interim, if you ever need to speak about anything or something comes to mind that you may have forgot to bring up in this conversation, just give us a call back or drop us an email, okay? And we're always at the other end to have that conversation with you. Is that okay?
On this number you called me from?
Yeah, this number or obviously our email address. What I'll do is, following this call, I'll drop you an email just so you've got, our generic email inbox. If you ever need anything,
you.
Or you can send it through. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too,
bye.
Elizabeth. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.